said, ooh, girl. Shook me like an electric Neil. That's all right, good. Welcome to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with you, me, your host, DJ Roomba. Got an interesting show. Let's leave it at that. Got a nice variety of tracks, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Do I have anything, any house cleaning to do before we start with the music? I don't think so. So, without any further ado, let's get started. We're going to go with a track from one of my favorite artists, Beck. We're going to go with his 2005 track, Girl, off the album, Guero. Oops, that's not Guero. Sorry, that's not Girl by Beck. Let's just get to the... So how's your week? All right, sorry about that. I just had a... conjure up electric feel at the last minute there because I decided to do it after a lot of debate. But anyway, here we go with Girl by Beck. There we had Beck with his track Girl. Let's see what I have written down. This is, it's got a very wacky music video. If you don't know Beck, well, certainly very interesting musical artist, and he's got a whole he's got this, there's so many different Becks to talk about. I think with each album, he kind of crafts a different personality, which I think is just fascinating. So, I mean, like, my favorite one would be his 1999 personality, which is like this slacker, jokester, almost rapper, hip-hop artist, where he just totally, like, well, I don't know, he takes the opportunity to just make fun of, like, hip-hop and rap music while making great hip-hop slash rap music. I don't know, it's really weird, but I certainly enjoyed that. And this is off the Guero album, which, I don't know, he takes a lot of different interests influences. One of the tracks, I believe it's, I just found out about it last week. It's like begins with an M or an E, I think. Sorry, it's loading. Right, the track Missing, I believe it is. It's very heavily influenced by Tropicália, which I realize now is the proper name for what I was calling samba last week. It's like the 60s, 70s Brazilian type music that I played last week. The proper name for it is Tropicália, if you're interested in finding out more about it. But right, Beck just takes in a whole different, a whole world's worth of influence in his albums to make the best music possible. Speaking of great music, even though terrible segue, we got a track from 1980. We got the track from Devo with their track "Girl, You Want." Now that's "Girl, You," the letter "You Want." The girl you want. Oh no, I had that really perfectly planned out. I'm very disappointed in myself. Like, I'd paused. I was gonna say the last line of the song. I was distracted and I made a mistake, and for that I apologize. Next up, we'll talk about this track. It's actually influenced by the track My Sharona by the Knacks. Oh, well, I'm talking. I'll just play that in the background for funs. Yeah, no, but like, so the members of Devo heard My Sharona. Ooh, that's good. And they felt that they should make their own version of the song. And in that moment of genius, they decided to make Girl You Want. You know, you like it, kind of hear it in there. So, you know, learn something new every episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Ew. Right, and I believe Pitchfork spoke about this track and described it as geeky but pragmatic romantic angst. Sound familiar? Moving on. We've got a track from the group God Help the Girl. Off the album God Help the Girl, and the name of the track is God Help the Girl. It's a 2014 album, and it's the official movie soundtrack for, you guessed it, the movie God Help the Girl. It's a little side project of the Scottish group Bell and Sebastian, and let's give it a listen. Their promise never meant so much to me. You have been warned, I'm born to be contrary. The court and school I wrote from right to left. Teacher never cared for me. Preacher said a prayer for me. God help the girl, she needs all the help she can get. Just waiting for his phone call. No funny business from me at the end there, because there we just had the track God Help the Girl from God Help the Girl off God Help the Girl from the movie soundtrack of God Help the Girl. It's 2014 movie, album, song, track, whatever you want. It's all God Help the Girl. Let's see if I can find any facts. Oh, the singer of that track is Irish. Yes, very exciting for the most Irish DJ at Lafayette College. And it appears that I X'd out of all my facts about this song. Let's look up. What did God Help the Girl get on Rotten Tomatoes? Or maybe I can do it on the station computer more quicker. God Help the Girl, 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. Speaking of which, there's a really great Clickhole article today. For my older listeners, mostly my parents, Clickhole is a kind of an offshoot of The Onion that makes fun of such online journalistic sources as BuzzFeed. And it said, the article is basically like, I'm so confused as to why my son got a 43% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a little absurdist, but I found it entertaining. And maybe you should go give it a read. You know, avoid the fake news. Anyway, moving on, we've got an angsty track, we've got a 1989 track, and we've got a track off the album Bleach. For those of you who don't know that album, probably would be me if I was listening to the show. It's a Nirvana track, and we're going to listen to the track About a Girl. About a Girl from Nirvana, in 1989 track, and I just wrote down angsty. It's an angsty track. Kurt Cobain and the fellow members of Nirvana, certainly a very angsty group. And the origin of this track's name came as Kurt Cobain walked into the studio. According to Chad Channing, Nirvana's drummer around the time of Bleach, Cobain didn't have a title for the song when he first brought it into the studio. When asked what it was about, Cobain replied, "It's about a girl." It's about his then-girlfriend. She had asked why he had never written a song for her, and he responded with this track. And, anyway, you can check this out on Genius. Thank you, genius.com, for the help in doing the show. Next up, we've got another one of my favorite artists. I mean, I kind of do tend to fall back on the same artists every week after week, but I only do so because I hope you enjoy them. And I don't know, maybe I should diversify a little bit more, and I'm trying, but not really that hard. Next up, we got a track from Toro y Moi, one of my favorites, one of Chris Delman's favorites. Should be everybody's favorite, but I understand if you don't like him. In fact, Pitchfork doesn't particularly like him. This album that I'm about to play, June 2009, got a 6.0 on Pitchfork, and they called lead singer Chaz Bundix singing, quote, hilariously amateur falsetto. So, but I'll let you listen for yourself. Do you think that Girl Problems by Toro y Moi has hilariously amateur falsetto? There we had Girl Problems from Toro y Moi. It's this always confuses me, but the album title is June 2009, but it's a 2012 album. I don't know, thoughts, concerns, public outcries. Anyway, let's see what it's. Quality broadcast, right? Let's move on to the next track, a 2015 track. It's called Death is a Girl. It's by the artist Mini Mansions, and it's off the 2015, as I've stated before, great broadcast. It's off the album The Great Pretenders. Anyway, Death is a Girl. Mabi, I didn't turn on the aux cord. Here's Death as a Girl. It's a girl, and she's only one dance away. A message brought to us so elegantly by Mini Mansions off the album The Great Pretenders. Now, the cover of The Great Pretenders, I've been trying to find this for a while. I know, like, kind of how to describe it, but they used... So basically, like, NASA or something put this... Excuse me. They put some sort of capsule, basically like a time capsule for aliens, out into space... And they used, like, a really simple diagram to display, like, that we were intelligent creatures, something very complicated. But anyway, they sent that out into space, and they released that picture to the public, and that picture is the album cover of The Great Pretenders. And elsewhere on the album, the Mini Mansions band, which I would assume you've probably never heard of, features such famous... has some great features, such as Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys fame, as well as Alex Turner of Arctic Monkeys fame. So, There you go. There's your little tidbit of information. Now, with that tidbit of information, I leave you with your favorite part of the show, the 3-minute PSA break while I go figure out my life. I just want to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neal, and I'm your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org or listen to us at 104.9 FM. And with that, here we go with some PSAs.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What did they do? What did they do to my city? I pushed Michael Yu away from the binoculars and took a look.
Hey!
In the streets below, traffic had stopped. Pedestrians were lying on sidewalks and curled up in doorways. There was no sign of violence, no wrecks, nothing like that. It was as if the people in New York had simply decided to stop whatever they were doing and pass out. Ice coated my stomach. A line from the prophecy rang in my ears.
And see the world in endless sleep.
Not dead. He has put the entire island of Manhattan to sleep. The invasion has started. To find out what happens next, read Percy Jackson and the Olympians by Rick Riordan. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain.
I don't know, kid.
The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible.
Bad aches here. Bad aches.
He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time, he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
There. A couple. Lots to PSA about. Ooh, I didn't know the mic did that. Interesting. Right, what do we got up next? Got something exciting. Right, song number 7, about which I've written nearly nothing. It's the 1995 track, Just a Girl, from the group No Doubt, off their album, Tragic Kingdom. Here we go. just a girl. No doubt. It's Gwen Stefani's quite famous. It's a critique of male-dominated culture. The band was criticized with this track for selling out. And this is because Gwen Stefani's brother, Eric, I believe his name, right. So he left the band the year before this track came out. And instead of Eric being the primary songwriter, it became Gwen Stefani and the rest of the band. And while their first album had been just a full straight-up ska album, there's some ska influence in there, but it's more of a new wave 90s, that kind of track. So, I don't know. I'll leave that decision and critique up to you. But we'll get back to the music with the track Polish Girl off Neon Indian's album Era Extraña, which translates from Spanish to English into Was Weird. But enough of that. Let's get to Polish Girl. We'll be right back. Neon Indian with the track Polish Girl, a track of which I know absolutely nothing. So, join me. Come on, let's do a quick Google search. I did play Neon Indian. That was last week, I think. It was about where the girl goes missing. Oh, it's the address is the pining of a long-lost ex. It's been at least another year. And I still... Blah, 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 blah. Hasn't talked to her in a long time. Still affects him. But he won't talk to her. Okay, let's just stop before we do any real damage. Oh, I didn't update the song. Oops, I was supposed to do that. But anyway, let's get back to some mainstream rock and roll, but not really. It's just, you know, it's Scottish, from the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand. We're going to have the track Know You Girls off the album Tonight, colon, Franz Ferdinand. So here's Know You Girls.
Get to know you.
Feels. There we go. We had Franz Ferdinand with their fairly popular track. Know You Girls, obviously, it's not as popular as their, almost a one-hit wonder. Their main deal, main track is, right, take me, yeah, it's like the same thing. Let's see, there's nothing interesting about that song. Can you believe it? Yeah, great. Lovely. Moving on. Let's get to the next track. How many tracks? We got 1, 2, maybe 3 or 4 tracks left to go. So, let's see how that goes. Right. Let's give a listen to... Oh, man. Gotta give a quick shout-out to all my New Jersey-based listeners. Well, people from New Jersey. I'm about to play some fairly significant... males from this great the state of New Jersey. We've got Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with their track Big Girls Don't Cry. There we have Big Girls Don't Cry from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Did not put a lot of effort into this playlist. Well, other than I didn't mention my theme, which I would hope you've picked up on by now. Every track has the word girl in it. Yeah, it's whatever. Let's check out. All right, Big Girls Don't Cry, the Four Seasons song. Hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on November 17th, 1962. Spent 5 weeks in the top position. He wrote this song while falling asleep to a Ronald Reagan movie, the movie Tennessee's Partner. And, yeah, that's interesting. Check out the Wikipedia page. Interesting article. Do I want to skip the... Yeah, I'm going to skip the next track. I do not... Yeah, it's not like a particularly thrilling track, and it's explicit, so I'd have to like listen closely for whenever that is. So enough of that. I will skip that track. It's the track Little Girl by Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, featuring Julian Casablancas off the album Dark Night of the Soul. Be sure to give that a listen if you'd like. It'll be on the playlist that is on my Spotify profile if you haven't seen it before. Check it out. It has all my former playlists from every show, and you can give it a listen whenever you want at your listening convenience, and you don't have to listen to me talk. So it's all the stuff you love about the Shock Me Like Electric Neil show without the stuff you don't like. Anyway, moving on. We've got two more tracks for you tonight. We're going to start off with three tracks, actually. Oops. First, we're going to cut out two tracks because I'm just really tired and I want to go to bed. But now we're also going to cut out Girl, We Got a Good Thing by Weezer off their recent album, Weezer White Album. That's getting cut out too. And we're going to go straight to the boy, Mackie DeMarco, with his track, Robson Girl. We had Robson Girl from Mackie DeMarco, and this is off the album 2, the 2012 album, and over the course of maybe the past week, maybe the week before, I was listening to some other shows on WJRH, because I'm a good music director, and I may or may not have stumbled upon the former music director's show, and during said show, he said that Salad Days was Mac DeMarco's second album, which is just so wrong. He named an album 2. Because that's his second album. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. But, you know, some mistakes are worse than others. Anyway, our final track of the night. It's a track from the Beatles that I just discovered today. It's a track off the album Help. And it's a track called Another Girl. So, for the last track tonight, here's Another Girl.
For I have got another girl. has run today. Well, I've got somebody that's new. I ain't no fool, and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got another girl. Another girl. She's sweeter than all the girls, and I met quite a few. Nobody in all the world can do what she can do. And so I'm telling you, this time you'd better stop, for I have got another girl, another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend. I don't want to say that I've been unhappy with you. From today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool, and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got another girl, another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend. I don't want to say that I've been unhappy with you, but as from today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool, and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got another girl, another girl, another girl.
There we had Another Girl from the Beatles. I don't know. While I'm doing my goodbyes, which always take forever, I'm going to play a little track in the background. What my current pet project for WJRH is to bring a band from New York called Kyle... Is it? No, I'm blanking. Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. I've described them as a store brand Mac DeMarco. But they're, you know, they're small, they're getting a little bit more attention, and here I'll put in the background what's their shortest track I have. Their track, sweet, they got a track that's 2 minutes 18 seconds. So I'll say my goodbyes while you listen to Home by Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. There, ooh, excellent. Well, certainly let me know if you like this track, because if you do, I sent their publicity people an email today, hopefully bring them to WJRH, to Lafayette College, to play a gig. That would be great. Certainly, thanks go out to all my day one supporters. Well, not day one, but, well, some of them are day one. Big thanks to the man, Noah Ramos. Best of luck to Joe Leary on his physics exam tomorrow. Yeah, thank you to Will Moose for tuning in. Thank you for everybody who tuned in. Appreciate your presence and your kind ears as you listen in and tune in. I don't know what else to say. Perhaps I wish everybody the best week. And right, I think I've got everything to say. This has been DJ Roomba with Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Visit us online at WJRH or tune into us at 104.9 FM in the Lehigh Valley. This has been DJ Roomba. Talk to you next week. Thank you. And that's it. I've already said goodbye, but goodbye again.
New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing.
Oh, and you're welcome for adding an LCD sound system to the playlist.
Billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a